I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You are tuning into Black Seinfeld. This is a summer episode because I'm here in school and I have summer class. And after class, I have nothing to do. So I want to come and talk to you guys for like 30 minutes and just, you know, BS about things. I'm your host, Giovanni Anglin. And my special guest today is the notorious Kimberly Smalls. How are you doing?
Quite well. How are you?
I'm well. And Sebastian's not here. He's probably working or something. I don't know what he's doing. I didn't tell him I was going to do this, too. I probably should have.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't think he'd want to come here right now because nothing big happened. Well, something huge happened, but I figured he'd come through only if something big in music happened. And of course, the big thing that happened was the terrible and tragic event that happened over in Orlando, over at the Pulse nightclub Sunday night, right?
It was horrible.
It really is horrible. Like a confirmed 49 deaths.
53 injured.
Apparently the most, it's the largest mass shooting since 9/11. Well, the largest mass shooting in history and something that isn't as tragic. Well, something that's just as tragic as 9/11. I think that's what they said, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the thing that like screws it up for me is just knowing that A, the subject in this case is a Muslim, and then like Donald Trump goes on television and go like, You see, I told you we need to ban Muslims. I'm like, no.
As always, he misses the point.
Exactly. It's because like whenever a shooter in like some sort of mass shooting is like a minority or is ethnic, as I like to say, of course, like people are gonna look at us in a different way. Like one bad apple is gonna ruin the whole bunch, and I hate it.
Essentially. And they're totally missing what the point is. It was like the most notorious hate crime. I mean, how do you go into a club in the middle of the night? It's especially in the middle of Pride Month, which is supposed to be a time to dedicate to the LGBT community.
Exactly.
So it was just like the biggest slap in the face, and I don't know, the politicians are just using it to spearhead their own agendas, and yeah. I am not for it.
I felt like Trump definitely did that a lot, because all he did was talk about how much he wants to ban Muslims, and Hillary is this, and Obama is a terrorist sympathizer, and I'm just like, bro, like, you're not even making it about the event. You're just using this as a way to bash your competitors.
And to put himself in the press yet again, because apparently the world has not seen enough of Donald Trump.
Of course not. I mean, I give Hillary credit. I mean, she was more professional about it. And, you know, she was like, you know, this isn't going to be about politics. This is just going to be my feelings on what happened. And I respect that, even though I don't like either of them and I don't want to vote for either of them. But, you know, I respect what Hillary did way more than Donald Trump.
Of course. I don't know. Just the politicians just... I feel like this is so personal to me, too, with the LGBT community. Like,
how so?
Because I myself identify, so it's just like...
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Like, I don't know, this just really hit me personally. I've been like crying on and off since it happened. It's just really messing with me to see what has become of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing, I mean, if anything, is that there's now this outpouring of support and now the conversations are actually happening.
Like, right.
That's the upside.
Definitely. And now it does have people like discussing about these things.
Yeah.
Which is always good. But, you know, moving forward, I feel like we should just change the gun laws, man. We just have to.
Of course. It's long overdue, and I don't know how many times these things need to happen before someone says, hey, maybe we should change this because it's not working.
But, you know, Republicans are like, oh, this is just an isolated incident.
How many isolated incidents do you need before you realize it's a trend?
It's an isolated incident.
Okay. I don't know how long they can keep up that speech going, but, yeah, the time's... going by.
Exactly. And sometimes I just wonder, like, why? What's so wrong about changing the gun laws? Like, I'm sure everyone here doesn't want to take away your guns. We just want to regulate it in a way which makes, which prevents things like this from happening. Like, because he got a military gun. Like,
yeah.
Easy, no problem.
Just went into the shop and down there in Florida and boom, he apparently passed all their tests and all that.
Exactly.
But. And he's been on the FBI list twice, so I don't understand how he passed the background check.
Exactly. If you're on the FBI watch list twice and have been questioned by the FBI, Like, you shouldn't get a gun, homie. I'm sorry.
I mean, honestly, how much of a red flag do you need to go up at that point?
Exactly. Whatever. Just stupidity. A lot of stupidity going on. So, what else is going on? Like I said before, I'm in summer school. Only for 4 weeks. I'm going to be done next week, Thursday. So, I have writing 303 class. It's research-based writing class. And so, our professor was like, hey, I want you to write a biography about anyone you want, right? The only catch is this person has to be a controversial figure, right? This person has to be looked at either as a hero to some or a menace to some. So, I picked none other than the famous Tupac Amaru Shakur because I decided I wanted to have fun in that class while everyone was doing real research.
And toiling away with boring people on Wikipedia.
Well, not even Wikipedia is not allowed.
Of course not.
Of course. So they go on the library website to York College and they use those articles, that article section where you go on like things like JSTOR. And they'll have all of these like peer-reviewed scholarly works that they're going to have to take from that they're going to have to take and just include it in their essay. Meanwhile, I'm just watching Tupac Resurrection and all of these Tupac documentaries.
Just filling your phone with music.
Exactly. Like, I have an excuse to listen to the music, okay? Because, you know, I'm doing research, okay? It's fun, but, you know, this is hard research that
I'm
doing.
That's the way you have to do it.
Exactly. So, basically, I've cut off myself from every single form of media. And all I've been doing since May 31st was just listening to Tupac.
Not a bad way to spend your summer.
It kind of is, because I'll tell you why. I've been listening to a lot of this man's music, and for the most part, it's just really sad.
He was deep.
He was very deep, but also, he just talked about suicide a lot, how he's going to die at a young age, and all the pain that he was going through. And of course, I can relate to it, and of course, I sympathize with him, and it got me into my emotions.
Feelings.
Exactly, like...
Dear Diary moment.
Exactly. Bump listening to Drake. You want to be in your feelings? Listen to Tupac. I'm telling you. He is way more deep. But, you know, it's masculine, though. Like, Drake just, oh, oh.
Not bad.
Thank you very much.
Quite welcome.
Thank you. But Tupac is like, I'm smoking weed, sipping Hennessy, watching my mama bleed. And I'm just like what? What? But yeah, that's all I'm doing right now. I'm just looking for like the really ultimate rare Tupac interviews that, you know, that needs to come out of the vault. That's what I'm looking for now, because like I've listened to interviews where he was interviewed by Angie Martinez and then Sway. And those were like really good. Those are like 96 where he's like, you know, F Bad Boy. I hate you, Biggie. Like it's like very angry and aggressive. Almost. And so, yeah, that's what I'm on to right now.
And I like your impressions.
Thank you. And basically, I've been studying this man so much that I'm starting to sound like him. And I'm starting to think like him. And it's getting really crazy. I had a friend tell me, yo, you're like a cross between the Heath Ledger's Joker and Tupac Shakur. And I'm just like, that's a really great compliment. But you make me sound like I'm a nut right now.
Do you think that you are? I feel like I'm going to be like your therapist right now. Like, you just need a couch for you to lay on.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Because sometimes I'm just like, damn, yo, I'm going to die real early. And I'm just like, wait, why am I talking like this? And sometimes I'm just like, dang, like, we really need to help out the black community. And then the next time I'm like, yo, F the police. And yeah, it's just, my brain is just weird that way. Don't
what
judge
was you?
Me.
I think that ship has sailed a long time ago.
Really?
But it's okay, though. You're fine. You're good.
You're weird, too.
Well, of course. Aren't we all?
That is true. Normality is overrated.
You just have to embrace it.
Normality is overrated.
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't want to be normal.
What do normal people do?
I don't know. Their lives seem very boring, though.
Yeah, I feel like normal people are just boring.
Just going through the motions.
Like, you remember Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Of course.
The teacher?
Yeah.
That's just
like the
normal.
The epitome of...
What commercial is he on as well?
What was that?
The Dry Eyes.
Dry Eyes, yeah.
Yes, I feel like all normal people are just like that, very monotone, you know, very monotone and just have no emotions when they speak and everything is always good in their world and...
Very vanilla.
Very vanilla, very plain. And that's what's... that's what people need to realize. Like, being plain and being so vanilla is just not fun.
That's no way to live life.
Exactly. Sometimes you just gotta embrace the dark side.
Oh, really? Now you went. That took a turn.
Yeah. Why not?
Embrace the dark side. All right, Darth Vader.
You know what I do sometimes? Sometimes I ask myself, WWTD, what would Tupac do?
The main question that everyone must ask themselves every single morning when they wake up.
Hey, I asked you this question, like, I guess Sunday. You're like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, I'm like, did I miss some trend with the youth of America? I don't know.
I'm not very up on today's hip things.
Hip and with then you I, youngins.
And then I showed you the picture. You're like, oh.
Like, yeah, you had that, like, ready on your phone in less than a minute. Less than 30 seconds, I'd say.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
I'm still reeling from that.
Don't judge me.
And yeah, I'm going to go back on my phone and look at that later and laugh. Just look at the timestamp, like, not even a full minute passed and you had that picture ready.
Well, yes. Like, I was happy at the fact that I got to choose Tupac Shakur because my professor was like, oh, you know, you should pick something that's within your major. And I was like, nope, I'm picking Tupac. Everyone's picking like doctors and like businessmen. I'm just like, bump that. I'm just gonna have a perfect excuse to listen to all this music
in true fanboy fashion.
Exactly. Hey, I'm not a fanboy. Okay,
okay, says the guy whose life has been completely taken over by this guy.
Yeah, you should look at my iPhone really quick.
Oh my god. This is a
problem. But wait. He did say it's for research, so of course he has to delve into, you know, day and night and constantly.
Thank you, Ryan.
You know, no, I've legit
been doing that too, Ryan.
I believe it.
It's been nuts. I don't know any new music that's out right now.
You are an enabler. Oh my goodness. What is happening?
Wait, hold up. This is coming from the girl that's reading the book about revenge.
Well, I mean, it's really well written.
Okay.
And it has diversity in YA novels, which is very important. Okay. So thank you. I'm on trend.
Okay. Well, I will say this. You know, I can relate it back to Tupac. You know, Tupac, fresh out of jail, okay? Everyone was out against him, okay? The East Coast was just dissing him because they thought he allegedly raped a girl when he didn't, okay? Everyone turned his back. And then he got out of jail. And then he wanted revenge on the East Coast. And Bad Boy and Biggie and Mobb Deep and Nas, okay? It was him against the world. So he went to the West Coast and signed with Suge Knight and Death Row, and so revenge. And then he came out with Hit 'Em Up, talk about having sex with Faith Evans, Biggie Small's wife at the time.
This sounds like a Lifetime movie waiting to happen.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because no, it's not gonna be a Lifetime movie about Tupac. There is gonna be a biopic on Tupac called All Eyes on Me. It's gonna be really good.
That's long overdue, I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is definitely overdue, but you know, I believe Afeni Shakur, R.I.P., Tupac's mother, gave them blessings to do the movie, so it's going to be
good,
dope.
Then.
And did you see Straight Out of Compton?
Yeah.
It's the same actor who played Tupac in Straight Out of Compton.
So,
So it's going to be good.
Good quality stuff right there.
Absolutely. So, how is work?
Work is good.
That doesn't sound
wow.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That didn't sound good
times
at all.
Are hard,
I'm sorry.
You know? We have Amazon competing and like very stealing true. All the book worlds, all the bookstores are closing down, so you know.
So you work at Barnes and Noble, right?
Yes, indeedy.
Which one? So all the fans can check you up, like, oh, hi Kim.
Yes, I can have people randomly walk up to me on the cash wrap like, hey, I remember you from Black Seinfeld. But yeah, Union Square, 14th Street.
Nice. Okay, so like, why don't you just go to the bookstore that's like down the block from Union Square? Like, isn't it next to,
you mean the Strand?
Yeah, right next to Forbidden Planet, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you go there?
The Strand is so cool. I only went there like twice, but I fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I might get fired for saying that.
Oh, true.
Like, oh, she's conspiring against us. Like, oh, sorry about that.
But isn't the Strand like small time compared to Barnes & Noble?
But the prices are different. So people are like, oh, I'll go get this at the Strand or on Amazon because it's cheaper. Because no one wants to spend more money in the bookstore. Cheaper online, not but true. In store it's more expensive.
But I always figured like working at Barnes & Noble would just be, it'll just be all chill. Is it?
Depends on the day. But we have good events though, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you've met people.
Yes, you get to meet nice celebrities when they have their books come out.
I brag. Who have you met?
I met Anderson Cooper, Amy Goodman. Who else did I meet? Why am I drawing a blank?
Because you're put on the spot.
Yeah, basically. But, you know, I've met some cool people, got to see them and interact with them. It's nice. Mm-hmm. Even though I did miss B-Fest, which happened this weekend, sadly.
What's B-Fest?
It's this amazing, it was the first time they had it. And it's basically like all Barnes & Nobles across the United States mm-hmm. had a festival where they had YA authors come in and do discussions and sign books and whatnot.
That's
but
cool.
Yeah. I missed it, though.
How come you missed it?
Because I wasn't working that weekend.
Why don't you just go to work? Like,
that's, I live 2 hours away. Like, do I feel like traveling 2 hours to go to it? Not really.
It's, dang, 2 hours away. Where are you living, like?
I live, like, right there on the border of Queens, Long Island, so.
Oh, yeah. You poor thing.
Yeah, I have to take a bus to the Ave and then take 2 trains to work, so times are hard, man. You are, that's the commitment to selling books.
So, like, okay, so borderline between Queens and Long Island.
Like,
so, like,
literally,
Rosedale.
I walk up literally 2 blocks, I'm in Long Island. Like,
wow.
Yeah, literally 2 blocks away.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
You live in Queens. And Long Island.
I do. I really do. Honestly, it's 2 blocks away. I may as well say it.
Shouts out to Brooklyn. I don't care.
I was born in Brooklyn. I wish we stayed there. Life would be so much easier.
Oh, wait. Where did you grow up? Did you grow up in Brooklyn?
No, I grew up in Queens.
Yeah,
I got stolen away.
What were you doing in Brooklyn then?
I mean, my parents, when they moved up from Barbados, they moved to Brooklyn, Flatbush, for like every other West Indian lives.
Like, there you go. Okay.
Exactly. So okay. I mean, Beverly Road is where I used to live.
Okay.
And then I got snatched over to Queens, and that's my story.
Poor thing. You would have been a different...
Yeah, I always wonder that. I'm like, huh, how has Queens impacted me? Dun, dun, dun. I need like an AU for my life. Just...
I'm actually waiting for your answer. How did Queens impact your life?
That is a very... I don't know. I mean, I feel like I probably would be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Still into the same things I'm probably into. Music, writing, you know, good times.
You write music? What do you write about?
No, I don't write music. I wish I did. But, you know, I'm teaching myself instruments, guitar and bass.
Right.
Because they're just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to learn drums, too. But that's another beast to tackle one day.
Nice. And so, of course, you're a writer.
Yes. Yes, I am.
What do you write about?
Well, I'm a journalism major, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust y'all.
Oh, pardon me. Offense taken. Thank you very much.
It's okay. I tell my journalism friends all the time, like, I don't trust y'all. Y'all journalists.
We're good people, okay? There are some good.
Okay.
Like me,
okay.
I'm one of the good ones. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think so.
Y'all will record some stuff just on the low. On the low, low.
Hey, in New York State law says that if you're in a conversation, only one person needs to know that you're recording. So that's the journalist.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Thank you, Ryan.
What?
Get her. Say what? Ryan.
That's the law.
Two people have to consent. Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm recording it, and you're here with me. So, ta-da, I'm that one person.
Dude, that's a loophole in New York State law.
It's a loophole, and it's genius, all right? It's genius.
Only in New York.
Exactly.
I mean, hey.
Like, I remember, like, talking to some of my journalism friends, and they're just like, yo, off the record. I'm just like,
set up.
Like, what does that even mean?
You guys are coming for us right now. I'm feeling so attacked. They came here to just talk and look at
this. Yeah, we are talking.
Blatant attack on journalists. You know, we are good people, man.
I write too, okay, but I'm not a journalist. I always tell them all the time, like, look, all right, I know y'all want me to write for Pandora's Box, but, like, I'm not a journalist, guys. I'm just an N-word with an opinion. That's it.
Mean,
I'm a ninja
hey.
With an opinion.
And that's what you need to do. Just put your words on paper and bam. There you go. You have an article in PB.
Peanut butter, for those of you who do not know.
Pandora's Box, thank you very much.
Shout out to Graciano Claus, by the way. I just saw him today.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. He has art class for summer class, so he's going to the
Met. Why are you laughing? Because he's taking, you said he has art class, but you laughed when you said
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly. What is that about?
Art class?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that? Art class?
No, I got to see him. That's all. I haven't seen him in a while. That's it.
This is a very, like, Kodak moment.
Why is this a Kodak moment?
That's, like, so Hallmark. I feel like there needs to be tears and, like, a swelling orchestra behind you. I saw Graciano after weeks. It's beautiful. It's touching.
Whatever.
Nicholas Sparks needs to get on that.
Who's Nicholas Sparks?
The True Love Story. Hello, The Notebook. The Choice. All
I've
those little cheesy films where, like, the white guy and
Notebook.
White chick on the cover.
The only thing I know about The Notebook is that meme where Ryan Gosling goes, what do you want? And Rachel McAdams goes, it's not that simple. That's all I know from The Notebook.
That was a quality scene, though. What do you want? I loved his little southern accent. It was hysterical.
It's like, dang it, what do you want? It's like, it's not that simple.
That's essentially the movie, though. I mean, that's all you need to know.
It was like forbidden
love.
He
builds the house for her. She comes back to him. And that is The Notebook. And then in the future, you know, she has dementia.
Oh, so
spoiler alert,
he...
they both die at the same time.
So it really wasn't that simple, huh?
I guess not. Did you cry?
Yeah, it is more... I'm not going to lie. The first time I saw that movie, I did cry because it was just so sad with the old people dying. Like, come on. It was really sad.
That's what all women tell me. Like, I cried when I saw The Notebook
You know
the first
what? Whatever.
I've never seen The Notebook.
And that's why you haven't cried.
I don't think I'm going to cry.
You would cry. You would be there with a box of Kleenex in the corner.
That'd be like the worst.
Wiping your man tears.
That'd be the worst movie date ever. Like, watching The Notebook with your girl.
That's a depressing movie, though. Exactly. That's not a date movie. I would not recommend that.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, you're trying to go in to make a move, and then your girl is crying.
Like, oh my God, their love is so pure. Like, no, that's not a date movie by any means.
Do you wish you have a relationship like in The Notebook or not?
I don't really care to date, so I could care less.
How come you don't care to date?
Wow. Wow, that was so straightforward.
I
dry,
mean, I'm not one to
right
mince
to
words.
Point.
I don't care. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like,
fair enough. All right, so what do you look for in a guy or a girl?
I don't know, long walks on the beach. I don't know. Like, just someone that you can just, like, hang out with and be yourself around. What does anyone really want?
You know, some people like different things. That's all.
Different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Different
it would help if they're taller than me because, you know, I'm pretty tall myself.
You're
so
like 5'8", 5'9".
I'm 5'9", so slim pickings out there for a tall girl.
Fair enough. Well, no, there's a lot of guys that's 6 foot tall.
Where?
Around here.
I feel like I have never seen, like, maybe in, like, high school, there were, like, four guys that were taller than me, and I was taller than everybody else. So,
and you just had an instant attraction to them, like, wow, you're
like,
so tall.
Like, wow, you're tall. You'll do. Like, requirement number one, be taller than me.
Be taller than 5'9".
5'9 and up.
Hey, I'm 5'9". So I got a shot.
What is this, Match.com?
Like, no, it's not Match.com.
I feel like you need to set up a dating profile now.
No. I actually did before.
What sites have you used?
I used OkCupid.
Why does everyone use that? I never used any of those dating sites before.
Because OkCupid was the wave. I had so many dates on OkCupid. They're
well,
just
weird,
though.
Well, excuse me, The Bachelor, ABC, get this guy, please.
Nah, you know, I'm kicking it. I'm cool. I'm on my Tupac flow. I hate women.
Oh, well, then I'll just leave. Thank you for having me.
But I love women, though. I'm on my Tupac flow. I don't like y'all, okay? Because y'all set them up.
Really, no now?
Sense. Yeah, he didn't rape that girl, okay? He didn't do it.
And here goes the fanboy speaking once more.
I'm not a fanboy, okay?
Okay.
Tupac is alive. He's in Cuba.
Here we go. Conspiracy theories working him into basic conversation. You're a fanboy.
He's in Cuba right now.
Living the life.
No, I honestly can't wait until next week, Thursday, which... So I don't have to listen to any more of his music.
You're still going to. You know you are.
I'm really not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
And your wallpaper will stay the same on your phone.
See, I wish I would remember your favorite band because I'd so rip you on
my
them.
Favorite band is amazing, so...
I forgot the stupid name because I remember
Whoa.
The first...
Whoa! We do not insult my babies, all right?
See, I remember because I remember the first time we met, you're like, oh,
Boys
I'm
to
going
Men.
To their concert.
Yes, and I'm going to go see them again at Madison Square Garden in
Boys to
August.
Men?
No,
Boys
not
to Men?
Boys to
oh,
Men.
I'm
man, it's one of those bands that you'll never hear of in your life.
21 Pilots is exploding right now. Thank
oh,
you very
I,
much.
21 Guns. I mean, Pilots.
21 Pilots is amazing.
And they're going to be at Madison Square Garden when?
Yes.
What's their genre of music?
I'd say rock.
Okay.
They are amazing. Okay. And they even rap, too. Thank you very much. You
they
have to hear them.
They got bars?
Yeah, no, seriously. Tyler Joseph is a genius. Just saying.
And they're going to be at Madison Square Garden when?
What is that? Is it August?
Kind
August something. I forget.
You?
I'm going to a concert next week. I have a lot of things to remember, okay?
Okay. What concert are you going to next
I'm
going to
go see Finish Ticket with Fits in the Tantrums.
Who is that?
Oh, I need to educate you on music, my dear friend.
Yes, educate me on very indie.
Well, now you have to
music.
Understand, again, Gio's been out of the loop.
I'm out
of
the
loop.
Oh, yeah, almost
Tupac,
a month, so.
He's
you know.
Underneath a rock. So welcome
to
the real world.
To Tupac.
There are other musicians out there. Great
like,
ones.
Like the Outlaws and Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and...
You need a Cadillac.
And or a 6'4 Impala or something like that. But what was I going to say? So, yes, they're going to be there August.
Yes. And then next week, Fits in the Tantrums.
And, you know...
And a Finish Ticket.
And this September, Madison Square Garden, Kanye West, Life of Pablo tour.
Is he going to have another, like, outcry in the streets of people knocking down and jumping on cars like he did at Webster Hall the other week?
Man, I hope not.
Because I would be so annoyed if I lived down there and my car had a human print inside of it.
Yeah, that's that.
And he's not being held accountable for it.
That was pretty bad.
That was awful.
So for those of you who do not know, June 5th was the good old governor's ball. Holy. However, comma, it was raining that day. So Kanye West, who was supposed to headline that event, you know, it got canceled due to the rain. But also, which was not smart, Summer Jam was going on at the same time.
Because why not?
Because why not? And Kanye made a surprise performance since, you know, Governor's Ball was canceled. And I think Pusha T and Big Sean was there, correct?
I believe so.
And so Kanye was like, yo, you know, since... And I think this was Kanye's birthday too, right?
Oh my God. And this man must be stopped.
Hey, you know, hey, you know, since the Governor's Ball was canceled, you know, let's go down to the Webster Hall. I'm going to do a free... Was it a free show?
I think it was like a pop-up show. I don't even think Webster Hall even approved it.
No, I remember.
And then next thing you know, the streets are completely swarmed with maniac people jumping on top of cars and people's houses, essentially.
Yeah.
Trying to go see. And then here goes Kanye West in the midst of all this drama, cruising down the street in a car and incites even more of a riot because that's him.
Yeah, I remember the
chaos on top of chaos.
I remember the pop-up shop he did, the Pablo pop-up shop. I went over there and it was like 3 blocks long.
Oh boy.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not standing in line for this. I'm okay. I'm going home.
It's, like, it's not even worth it. You're going to get trampled.
Exactly.
So one girl like had her ankle pop out. Yeah.
How does your ankle pop out?
When you have 1,000 people swarming the streets of New York City, that's how.
Dang.
Yeah.
But anyways, like if you want to go to the Life of Pablo concert and you actually want to buy the merchandise, you can actually do that now. And it won't be a huge, huge
mob
of people. I mean, it's going to be a mob of people, but, you know.
At least they'll have tickets and they're supposed to be there.
And everything will be in order, hopefully.
We shall see.
We shall see.
To be continued.
Dot, dot, dot.
There you go. And you say you're not a writer.
I'm not a writer. Listen.
Anyway.
Listen, everyone. I'm not a writer, okay? I'm just a person with an opinion. And that's it.
That puts it down, which means that you are, in fact, a writer. But okay. Just saying.
You know what, Kim? Like.
Dot, dot, dot. To be continued.
I don't even know what to say.
Exactly. You're short on words.
I am short on words.
That means I win. And that's all that matters.
For now.
For always.
I let you in.
Okay, sure.
Anyways, what's your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple?
Yes.
Are you like a Scorpio or something?
A Libra.
Oh.
What is that?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Hold on. Makes sense.
I mean, because I'm a Libra too.
No. Libras and Scorpios have great friendships. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean, I've only talked to you how long, but like, look how great we're getting along already. It, you know,
I think that has more to do with my amazing personality, but you know.
Quote unquote. Amazing personality.
Amazing. Awesome. Whatever adjective you choose to use.
I'm trying to think of a good adjective to use.
I'll wait.
Amazing. I.
Okay. Those are not even remotely close to being the same, so you gotta get a good midway point.
A good midway point. Decent.
Gee, thanks. I'm so flattered.
Okay, fine. Well, we only have a minute left, so I can't play this game with you anymore.
Aw, man.
See? It's fun, isn't it?
To stroke my ego, of course. It's great.
Okay, but is there any closing statements that you'd like to say?
I don't know. Thank you for having me. This was fun, and what a great way to spend my day off.
See? You're welcome.
I grace you with my presence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And you think Kanye has the bigger ego. Holy smokes. You know what? This is the first and last time you're going to hear from Kimberly.
Yeah, right. You're going to have me back.
What? Why do you want to come back?
I mean, is that an open invitation?
I mean, it's open. The door is always open.
Well, then I'll walk right through it when I'm good and ready.
Okay. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is Black Seinfeld. I want to thank you all for listening. You're tuning into YCRadio.org, voice of today's generation. And I just want to say, Thursday is Tupac's birthday. Happy birthday, man. Peace. My mama, I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone great. Trying to sign my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was